After the assault, I underwent baptism and discovered the bravery to stand up to my tyrant boss on the Monday following my Sunday baptism. To this day, I believe the divine intervention of the Holy Spirit gave me the strength and courage to confront her, as I had previously been afraid to do so. In my late 20s, I was a telecommunications specialist at the U.S. Department of Prominence in Washington, D.C. I worked from 3:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. My overbearing boss, Shelley, had a reputation for being sharp, harsh, and often unpleasant when communicating with me and my coworkers. The confrontation with Shelley took place when I was focused on transmitting delicate cables. She unexpectedly showed up with her usual irritating demeanor. Out of nowhere, she bluntly asked me, "Do you have Caucasian blood in you?" I was caught off guard by her question in the workplace. That was the first strike against her. I was already tired of her attitude, and this inquiry only made it harder for me to tolerate her that day. I replied, "What does my heritage have to do with my work?" "It's clear that I have Caucasian ancestry," I asked her. "Do you have any African roots in you?" She did not respond to my question at all. I was astonished by my response. I had never dared to stand up to that tyrant before. She asked if I had checked the cables for the correct codes before transmitting them through the machine. That was strike two for her. I said, "I have been working in this communication center for 6 years, and I am sick of your relentless questioning of my performance. If I had not entered the correct codes onto the cable, the machine's alarms would have gone off, and everyone on the communication center floor, including you, would have heard them." Before she could respond, I continued, "I am fed up with your nonstop scrutiny of my work. Your behavior is both disrespectful and unprofessional." I was taken aback by my boldness. I had reached my breaking point with my tyrant boss's spiteful demeanor and oppressive behavior. She was incredibly difficult to work with, and her words were often cruel and cutting, affecting both me and my colleagues. Naturally, she didn't respond well to my defiance, and our argument quickly escalated. However, I remained firm and refused to back down. Her lack of physical appeal made me wonder if her bitterness came from a place of self-loathing. After our intense argument, I decided to leave the floor and speak to her supervisor about her incessant harassment towards me and my coworkers. To my dismay, he immediately sided with her and told me to go home for the night. Feeling a wave of relief, I made my way back to the telecommunications machine to wrap up my tasks. I informed my tyrannical boss that her supervisor had instructed me to clock out for the evening. After gathering my personal belongings, I exited the communication center floor. Once I got home, I couldn't shake the feeling that I should have stayed quiet. Embarrassment washed over me as I worried about the possibility of losing my job, which could lead to losing my apartment and disappointing my mother. Overcome with emotion, I turned to the Holy Bible, searching for comforting verses about strength, and poured my heart out to God. I cried until my eyes were swollen and a headache set in from the intensity of my tears. My mother warned me that I would face challenges in my community due to the color of my skin. When I began my career in the government, her words rang true more than ever. I discovered a documentary called Light Girls on television in 2011 and on YouTube, directed by Bill Duke. This film provided me with insight into why my community often reacted negatively to my skin tone. Until then, I hadn't fully grasped how society perceived my complexion. I also watched Duke's Dark Girls documentary, which further deepened my understanding. Suddenly, I heard a knock at my first floor apartment window. Peering through the blinds, I was surprised to see my coworker, Jack Quick. His presence brought me comfort, and I was genuinely touched by his concern for me. I could not help but wonder how he had found out where I lived. Jack urged me to reach out to the deputy branch chief in management to discuss the incident, particularly focusing on Shelley's behavior and her supervisor's lack of action. He said, "Our tyrannical boss Shelley has worn out all our patience." I was thankful for his encouragement to return and stand up for myself against that tyrant. Shelley. The next morning, I reached out to Mr. Bernstein, the deputy branch chief at the Communications and Telecommunications Center where I was employed. To my surprise, he was pleased that I contacted him. He listened attentively to my account of my confrontation with Shelley, and he offered his support. His welcoming attitude was a pleasant surprise. He recommended that I meet with him the following day and approved of me taking a leave of absence for the day. With great surprise, he said that he wanted to share with me the good news after my confrontation with that tyrant, Shelley. I couldn't help but feel intrigued about what this good news might be. You've been listening to Mia Z. Edwards, Diaries. New stories arrive daily, except Sundays, my rest day. Until then, stay inspired.